Florida sheriff, for illegal aliens operated theft ring, stealing $1.7 million in 9 burglaries. By John Binder on August 16, 2024. 4 illegal aliens are accused of operating a sophisticated theft ring, stealing some $1.7 million in goods in 9 burglaries that targeted mostly Asian American business owners across Florida, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd reveals. We have these organized criminals coming through the southern border targeting legitimate Americans, legitimate small business people, and looking for people in gated communities with nice houses and jewelry, Judd said during a news conference. They're able to do that because we have a non-existent system to keep these criminals out of our country. We have a failed immigration policy. From the time they enter, they fail to appear in immigration court. They don't intend to go by any of society's rules. They're sexually battering children, and it can all be controlled with an immigration policy that says you'll come here legally like our Asian American victims did. So we can vet you, and you will not come here, through, catch and release. Emphasis added. The 4 illegal alien suspects, 33-year-old Geraldine Galeano Perez, 25-year-old Milton Ayala Sierra, 41-year-old Jason Alexander Aguera Ruiz, and 36-year-old Guyler Orobio Cabezas, are charged with racketeering and burglary crimes related to 9 burglaries targeting wealthy Asian Americans across Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, Pasco County, Polk County, Manatee County, and Collier County. Galeano Perez, Judd said, is a violent convicted criminal from Colombia who illegally crossed the United States-Mexico border in July 2021 near Hidalgo, Texas. She was apprehended by Border Patrol and released into the U.S. Interior with a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge. In December 2022, after failing to appear for her court hearing in New York, a federal immigration judge ordered Galeano Perez deported from the U.S. that year. She was arrested in New York on drug crimes, but thanks to the state's sanctuary policy, was not turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Galeano Perez was arrested in April of this year in Hillsborough County on burglary charges. After several transfers of custody, she ultimately ended up in Polk County Jail, where she remains on a $365,000 bail and an ICE hold. Ayala Sierra first crossed the southern border in July 2021 near Hidalgo. Like Galeano Perez, he was apprehended, given an NTA, and released. Ayala Sierra, though, was given a GPS ankle monitor through the federal government's Alternatives to Detention, ATD, program. That same month, he ripped the ankle monitor off and was ordered deported in December 2022 in New York when he failed to appear before a federal immigration judge. Ayala Sierra was deported to Colombia in June of this year without having been prosecuted for the racketeering and burglary charges against him. Orobio Cabezas had already been deported from the U.S. in July 2023 after having been arrested in Troy, Michigan, on burglary charges. At some point, Orobio Cabezas illegally crossed the border and was arrested in Hillsborough County in April of this year. He is currently in Pinellas County Jail facing an illegal reentry conviction. Aguera Ruiz first illegally crossed the southern border in December 2021 near San Luis, Arizona. He too was released into the U.S. Interior and asked to check in with ICE agents at a later date. Despite the charges against him, Aguera Ruiz is now at large after he cut his GPS ankle monitor off. We can stop this. But if we don't, you're going to continue to be victims, Judd said. We're going to continue to chase these people around. But quite frankly, we'd like to use these resources on our homegrown criminals. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.